This is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Expeditionary Tuesday, as it's known around here. That's right. Next hour, you'll hear a little bit from the Gunner. Yeah, broadcasting live from Granbury, Texas. That's right. In the center of the country, kind of cowboy country. So trust me, you don't want to miss that. Hey, last week somebody sent me an email and said, "Hey, Mac, would you do me a favor and make us smart on the new blended retirement system? What's going on? Is this just kind of a slicked up way to take money away from veterans, from retirements?" Inquiring minds want to know. So we'll do that. We'll do that right now. And I'll tell you that in another life, I worked for Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith back in the day. And I was a broker for them. Yeah. And so I got a little bit of financial training there. Actually, I didn't get a little, I got a fair amount. I was licensed stockbroker, right, and all the rest of it. So anyway, the things that you do when you work in the financial services industry. And so while at Merrill, I have a degree in economics. So unlike a lot of people that do those things, I actually had the intellectual background to understand the markets and things like that. A lot of people go to work in those industries, and they're selling you stuff. They know how to use the computer's tools, but they, you know, it takes them a while to understand, to learn about economics and things like that. And some never do, but they are successful because they learn how to use the tools and they're disciplined and they don't go where they shouldn't go. And I will tell you that that's an important thing. Stay in your lane, right? You get out of your lane, you start talking about things you don't know about, especially relative to economics and the economy, and somebody's going to make you look foolish. So anyway, I had a chance to learn, and that education has always served me in good stead. So what I want to do for you this morning is just a little bit of education in terms of what exactly are we talking about when we're talking about retirement systems and when do they go into effect, how do they work. So we'll discuss that here momentarily. So what I want to do is for you, there's some good information out there that has been put out by the Department of Defense, and I would certainly direct you to that. So I think we'll start at the Department of Defense, and then we'll go ahead and we'll work our way to USAA. It's got a little pitch that they do, so we'll go ahead and listen to that. And then the third piece that we'll listen to is a is a former military service member who does a little bit of financial work. And so we'll listen to what he has to say. And I reviewed it, so it comes, I won't say with my seal of approval, but I think he plays it kind of straight down the middle and doesn't do too much crazy stuff. Let me just tell you, overall, active duty service members have, in certain windows, have a choice, and you'll hear what the windows are. The old retirement system is going away. The bottom line in that retirement system is that 81% did not serve 20 years, so they walked away with nothing. And that's really what the deal is. You walk away with nothing. And so I think in an effort to address that, you know, after talking to military members, they said, you know, we'll create this blended system. Who has to go to that? Well, there's certain members that can't go to it. Okay. There's certain military service members that have a choice, right? And then there's other service members, newer service members that don't have a choice either. They're all going into it. So these different pieces kind of lay that out for you. So, as I tend to do, I'll do my running commentary. And we'll talk some personal finance stuff. So again, these what you're going to hear may not answer your specific answers, but what we're trying to do is introduce what the blended retirement system is and how it works. So we'll start with the DOD, and you'll hear that right now on a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, talking money right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
Financial security. We all want it for us and our families. Changes to the military's retirement system could have a big impact on the way you invest in your future.
Service members that have less than 12 years of service as of the 31st of December of 2017 will have an option to either opt in blended retirement system, or they can continue under their current system that they have. For those that are in prior to that 12 years and have been serving for several years, like myself for 29 years, I stay under the current system. Those service members that enter the service after January 1st of 2018 will all be under the new blended retirement system.
The big difference is that you'll now have an automatic Department of Defense contribution to your thrift savings plan of 1%.
So that's a change compared to the TSP program and under this new retirement system. The other great thing about that is which we've never had, is matching funds for our service members. So a service member can put in 5% and the government will match, or Department of Defense will match up to 4% for that service member. So this is a huge change for us. Right now, currently, 81%, we estimate, of service members that join, if they don't serve their full 20 years, walk away with nothing.
Under blended retirement, that same service member can walk away with a retirement benefit after just 2 years.
Those service members that serve to 20 years on active duty will collect their retirement at an annuity of 2%. Versus the current 2.5% after 20 years of credible service. And for our reserve component service members, the same rules will apply that currently exist today. After 20 years of credible service and at age 60, they'll collect their annuity or retirement check at a 2.0% versus the current 2.5%. We're keeping up with looking at what the force of the future will look like for the Department of Defense. And part of that is we need to keep up with our civilian counterparts out there, being sure as leadership. We answer every question for them. We educate them on the choices. But there again, we're there to support them and their family members, and we try to guide them in the best direction. But again, at the end of the day, it's going to be their personal decision to make.
The 2018 Blended Retirement System. Financial security for you and your family.
All right, so let me just go over the biggest part, okay? And then we'll push on to see what USAA has to say. If you didn't understand it, because I don't know that they articulate it that well, if you have less than 12 years in, okay, you will either have to opt into the blended system or you will be able to go ahead and continue in the current system. It's your choice. Okay, so less than 12 years. All right, if you have more than 12 years, okay, the cutoff December 31st, 2005. So if you came in before that, you don't have an option. You're in the old system. So it's easy for you. And if you came in after January 1st, 2018, you don't have a choice either. You're in the new system. Okay, so what the big feature of the new system is, it's going to create a savings account that you can contribute that the federal government will match 5%. And so they're going to give you 5%. If you save, they'll match it. So, and then if you get out before you do 20 years, you'll take that money with you. And again, they're tax-free accounts, so they come with conditions. Okay, so it's not your money. So you got to do a little bit of financial planning, but you're certainly capable of it. But it's an interesting little idea, right? You know, only 19% of those who enlist retire. 81% walk away currently with nothing. And so this is an effort to address that, to not do harm to the system, but also do more good for more people if they choose to go down that road. So, with that said, we'll go ahead and listen to what USAA has to say. USAA, normally pretty good with money. I'll leave it at that.
Which military retirement system is right for you and your family? To help you answer that question, USAA has created the Military Retirement Comparison Tool. It's simple to use. Just answer a few questions about your service, and you'll get a breakdown of your options.
How about that? They have a tool for you. That's right. A tool just for you. Just for you. So, yeah.
Let's use two hypothetical service members to highlight the differences between the plans. Mike and Jennifer are both active duty and joined the military in 2013. Both haven't decided if they will retire from military service. But Mike decided to stay in the High 3 system, while Jennifer opted into the new blended retirement system. Remember that the High 3 system only offers benefits to members who retire from the military. The Department of Defense reports that more than 80% of military members don't reach that point and do not receive government-sponsored retirement benefits. The new blended retirement system offers some benefits to military members, even if they complete less than 20 years of service. The four components to BRS include DOD automatic and matching contributions to your TSP, military pension or annuity at 20 years of service, mid-career continuation pay, and a lump sum payout option. Back to our examples. Mike and Jennifer both decided to leave the service in 2023 at the 10-year.
I thought this was pretty illustrative because it does give you, I think, it does kind of give you some insight into what most people want to know and what is, okay, what's the difference between the two? And let's just say I do stay till 20 and I opt for one as opposed to the other. Okay. So they're going to walk you through this. I think without any statement that can be challenged, if you're not sure that you're going to do 20, the blended system is obviously the way to go, right? Because you could put some money away. The federal government will match it up to dollar for dollar up to 5%. And that's a good thing. Yes. You know, very much like what 401k, plans that you see at work. Okay. Now, but the good thing is whether you retire or not, you get that money. So it's a partial 401k. So hence the whole blended thing, right? Okay. So this is, looking at, if two people make different options, what's the difference between what they get at 20 years, knowing that there's no contest about if it's less than 20. So there you go.
year point as E6s. Remember, Mike stayed in the High-3 system and only served 10 years, so he doesn't get any DOD-provided military retirement benefits. Since Jennifer chose the blended retirement system, she'll walk away from the military with nearly $13,000 from DOD contributions to her thrift savings plan that Mike won't have. But what if Mike and Jennifer served 20 years and retired as E7s? Mike would get a monthly pension payment of $2,852. Jennifer's monthly pension would only be $2,280, but she'd also have more than $70,000 of DOD contributions to her TSP, and she would have received that mid-career continuation pay. Keep in mind that individual situations will vary. So, what could your situation look like? Explore your options with USAA's Military Retirement Comparison Tool. You can find the tool and more information about the blended retirement system at usaa.com/BRS.
There you go. Yeah, so you've got a tool, so you can find that tool. And again, USAA does great stuff. So anyway, there's a little breakdown. So again, $70,000, and if you're going to truly do financial stuff, you would have to break down the $70,000. So you're at 40, let's just say you joined the Marine Corps at 20, you serve till you're 40, and we estimate your life expectancy is going to be till you're what? Now, I'm not gonna compute interest or anything else in there. What I will show you is just a little bit of methodology, at least one way you can do it. You go ahead and you take that $70,000, you estimate how long you're going to live, and you say, okay, and this is one way. So how many years you're going to live? Let's just say another 4 years. You're going to live to be 80, okay? So 40 times 12 months is 480 months. So take $70,000, you divide it by 480, and it gives you straight line, $145 a month. Okay, and again, there's an interest factor, so it's going to be more than that. But you're going to say, so now that bumps up the pension or the blended plan to $2,400. So the difference is $450 a month. Okay. Now there's also a bonus depending on what occupational field you're in. Certainly if you're a grunt, not going to be so much. If you're a cyber person, if you're a crypto person, if you're a language person, those bonuses can be pretty substantial, right? You know, some multiples of three, multiple of two, you know, so you'll see that. So that's another bump that you get. So, the hedge is if you don't do 20 years in the blended plan, you get it all back, right? So you can see, depending on what your MOS was, let's just say you get a multiple of two, that might be $100,000, $120,000, depending on your rank when you get it. So you're talking about another $145 a month. Let's just say that for the sake of discussion. Okay, now you're talking about in your pension, so you're talking about close to maybe $250 difference. Now, a lot of people would say that's a lot of money on a monthly basis for 40 years. Stick with the old system. Okay? And then there's going to be other people that say, are you sure you're going to do 20? If you're sure you're going to do 20, stick with the old system. Okay? If you're in a low-density MOS, depending on what multiples are talking about, that bonus, that's a good deal. So you can see the stubby pencil drill. All right, just a little bit of comparisons and the things that we'd be comparing. All right, now here's a here's another one. This guy's pretty good, and he has his own thoughts on what's going on, how it works, and whether you should do it. So stand by.
The first major change to the military's retirement system in over two decades is nearly upon us, and it is of utmost importance for you to know and understand the new plan as well as the old plan. I'm Mitchell Hockenberry, and I'm going to explain the military's new blended retirement system. One of the highest costs to the government is paying for the pay and benefits of its active duty and retired military members. For years, there have been multiple attempts to revamp the military's retirement to save money, and it's finally come to pass. This is near and dear to my heart, as I'm a beneficiary of the retirement system. Additionally, I assist many active duty and retired personnel. So I'm going to make sure that you understand the change to the new retirement plan. Now, the new retirement plan is called the Blended Retirement System, or BRS for short. Why that name? Well, it's because it's blending a pension and a thrift savings plan, both of which are currently separate today. So let's begin with a refresher of the current plan. Currently, if you complete 20 years of active duty service, you are given a pension. If you don't do 20 years, you don't get the pension. Do 19? No pension. It's simple. When you do hit 20 years, you get a pension that pays you 50% of your base pay. This is paid monthly, just like your current pay for the rest of your life. Now, technically, this is computed as 2.5 times your number of service years. So, 2.5 times 20 years of service equals 50%. And as an aside, you can get higher than 50% by serving longer. Do 30 years, get 75%. But to keep things clear, we're going to stick to 20 years of service. And this is a pretty sweet deal, but there's a big problem. Only 19% of those that enter military service end up with a pension. That means 89% of those that serve will walk away with nothing. They simply don't make it to 20 years. Enter the blended retirement system. Now remember, there's two components. You got the pension on one side and the TSP. I'm going to start with the pension since we just went over it for the current system, and it ought to be fresh in your mind. If you serve 20 years, you get a pension. If you don't serve 20, you don't get a pension. Does that sound familiar? Same rule as the current system. Now here's the difference. You get 40% of your base pay in a pension each month. Now remember, the old one was 50%, the new one is 40%. It's calculated as follows. 2% times the number of years served. So 2% times 20 years equals 40%. And it doesn't take a mathematician to figure out 50% is better than 40%. But this is where the TSP comes in. If you're in the BRS, you'll automatically get 1% of your base pay put into your TSP account by the government. You don't need to do anything to get this. Now, that does not happen in the current system. Further, you can get even more free money from Uncle Sam. If you contribute up to 5% of your base pay, the government will match you dollar for dollar. That's free money. If you put in 5% and the government puts in 5%, you're saving 10% each year. It's very similar to your civilian counterparts that take part in their employer's 401k accounts. Now, my hope is that you're a smart, savvy person. Probably are if you're watching this video, and you take advantage of the free money. If you do, when you hit 20 years, you'll have the 40% payout pension as well as a big pile of TSP money. Now, it's important to know there is a big difference between the old and the new system. When you retire in the current system, the BRS, or the BRS, you will immediately be able to take the pension. But you'll need to wait until age 59 and a half to get the TSP out without a huge IRS penalty. That's a big difference, a big key difference in the systems. Okay, now you ought to know just about enough in the differences to be a little dangerous, but you don't know enough to make an informed decision. So hang with me a little longer and you'll be there. I shot right by who qualifies, assuming you are watching because you have a choice. But let's go over the eligibility rules. If you are over 12 years of active duty or 4,320 retirement points, or reserve points, excuse me, you are in the current or old system. If you aren't there yet, you have a choice to make. This choice should not be taken lightly, and if you decide to enroll in the BRS, that decision is irrevocable. Let me say that again, and in a different way. If you're currently on active duty or you're in a service academy, on December 31st, 2017, you were automatically eligible for the current or the old system. You don't need to do anything at all. You're grandfathered in. But you can opt in. In other words, you choose to go with the BRS. If you plan to do 4 years and get out, that's a good reason to go with the BRS. But if you think you're in it for the 20, further analysis should be done. Now, you can get into the BRS starting on January 1st, 2018, but you have to opt in by December 31st, 2018. But once you opt in, you can't change your mind. So there's no reason to rush this decision. My advice, take your time making the decision. Talk to a financial counselor. Okay, now I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit with two more extras the BRS provides. First, there will be a mid-career bonus available. Now, this will usually occur between years 8 and 12 to entice you to stay an extra 3 or so years. This bonus is not known, but the range will be from a minimum of 2.5 months base pay all the way up to 13 months. This will be determined by the career field you're in and the needs of the service. So, if you're in a career field with a big need, you probably will be at the high end, and if you were in a field without a big need to the service, you could plan to be on the low side. Lastly, in the BRS, there's a lump sum option. This lump sum will be either 25% or 50% of your pension paid when you retire. Now, that sounds pretty sweet to get a big chunk of money, but two big things are important to note. You will be taxed heavily, and it will be at a lower payout than if you went without the lump sum payment. For the majority of you out there, this is not a good choice, but for a select few, it can be beneficial. Do me a favor, talk to a financial and tax professional before making that choice. Now, that's a lot to chew on. So, the military is providing, free of charge, financial counselors on your military installation to help you make the right choice. Do talk to them before making an irrevocable decision. And after watching this video, be sure to check out the resources provided at personalfinancemadeclear.com. This is a big decision that you do not want to take lightly. Thanks for watching, and be sure to subscribe to the Personal Finance Made Clear YouTube channel now, and visit me at personalfinancemadeclear.com. Thanks.
There you have it, personalfinanceme.com or whatever the dude's name is. No, that's one of the better explanations I've seen of some of the nuances. Again, wasn't disclosed that you can't take the TSP, right, until you're 59 and a half. Now, that's in accordance with laws on retirement accounts for everybody. Should they make it, should they waive that for military people so that you can access as soon as you can access your retirement? It'd be nice. It'd be nice. But it's not written right. It's not written like that now. So maybe at some time in the future. So you can see that the plans have differences. I think if you're not sure that you're going to stay in, then I think it's a no-brainer. Take the government's free money. And, you know, a lot of people will use that as transition money. They'll pay the tax on it, and they'll say, well, all it did was it took, you know, instead of giving me 5% on a monthly basis, that was adjusted down to 3% after I paid the penalty. And they'll use that to transition. Bottom line is it's your money to use how you see fit. And if you choose to have it paid out and use it for your transition, then so be it. Ideally, you leave it in there and you allow it to germinate, and then at 59 and a half, you go ahead and you begin to draw it down, and you begin to use it as a part of your retirement if you choose to. Otherwise, you can let it stay in there and grow and grow and grow and get big and big and big, and you can pass it on to your kid. So good things happen to money when it stays in an account in a protective state, and it grows. So those are just some of the basics of the blended retirement system. Again, if you came on active duty before December 31st, 2005, it's not an issue for you. If you came on active duty after January 1st, 2018, it's not an issue for you either. You know, old people, you stay in the same system. New folks, you're in the new system. I think I said that right. Old people, you're in the old system. New people, you're in the new system. If you have less than 12 years of service, though, you have a choice. And so, again, number one question, I think really the question that defines this, are you sure that you're going to stay in and do 20? If you're sure you're going to stay in and do 20, then there is an incentive to go the old program. Right? And one is that you'll get access to all that money immediately. Two, it's a little bit higher. It's a little bit higher payout, and you know, it's your basic defined benefit plan. If you're not sure, then I think it's an absolute no-brainer. Convert to the blended retirement program. Take the government's money, put a little bit of yours away, and then allow it to grow over however number of years you serve. And then hopefully the mid-career bonus will go ahead and you'll do halfway decent on that, and then see what happens. If you do get to 20 years, you'll begin to draw your retirement, and you'll have access to your TSP account when you're 59 and a half, just like everybody else who's involved in a 401k plan. So. I had a few questions on this. A lot of it concerned the age, and then what were the basics of the program. So there you have it. The basics of the blended retirement system. So with that said, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the Gunner's going to join us. Yeah, that's right. The Gunner's going to join us live from his home in Granbury, Texas. So don't touch that dial. More of
Too Much Time.
All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world, leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit Veterans Assist Line at for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.